We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting around seven lines. It's actually six lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Itmar. Shomer Aveda. We know that if someone finds a Aveda, he has to pick it up. And it says in the Pasuk, V'im loy karav echicha elecha, if your brother is not near you, lo yedatoi, you don't know who it belongs to, v'asavtoi el toich beisecha, you have to bring the Aveda into your house, v'hoye imcha ad drosh richoi service. You have to watch it until you find out someone comes with a simon and takes it from you. So he's a shomer Aveda, he's watching the Aveda. So what's the din of the shomer Aveda? Is it like a shomer chinam or shomer secha? Shomer chinam is chayiv and psia and pata gneva v'aveda. Part of it gets stolen. A shomer secha is chayiv and gneva v'aveda. So itma, shomer Aveda. Rabbi Oimer k'shomer chinam. Rabbi says that he's like a shomer chinam. He's only chayiv and psia, not a gneva v'aveda. Rabbi Yisrael Oimer k'shomer secha. He's like a shomer secha, dami. Now the question is, why would be a shomer secha? Rabbi Oimer k'shomer chinam, dami. Mahenom k'mat lo'le. What kind of noise is having? He's watching it for free. He's a classic shomer chinam. So he's only chayiv in psia, not a gneva v'aveda. Why? By he anah the leivayil meisiv leirif the leanya, and the anah he doesn't have to give tzedakah or a piece of bread to the ani. Have a kashem esacha. We know it's a klal. Oisik a mitzvah part of the mitzvah. So in certain cases he'll be part of giving ani. For example, like Tosha says, when he's busy with it, sometimes whatever the aved is, let's just an animal. Let's say the aved was an animal. So now he's feeding the animal. Could take a half hour to milk the animal, feed the animal, and a guy comes knocking on the door and needs something. I don't have to give him a potter. Your potter. So you're going to save some money that way. Therefore, but that hana that you know that you're going to save money sometimes, it makes you into a shem esacha. That is Pshat Rav Yosef. Another pshat, ikin the mefar shiachi. The another pshat is like this. Ikin the mefar shiachi. Rav Yosef Eimer. Kishem esacha dami. A different shot. Why is kishem esacha? Kivin the rachmana shabdei bal karche hilka kishem esacha dami. The other pshat is they sit a kishem esacha. You know why? Because the Torah made him into a shomer. The Torah makes him into a shomer. Then you're like a kishem esacha. What's the pshat? So the Dr. Dovah says pshat like this. That be'etzem every shomer should be chayiv to watch it even if it's never aveda. But shomer chinam we have the umdana. That he says that, you know what, I'm doing this for free, I'm not taking responsibility. It's like he speaks it out. I'm not taking responsibility for Gnei Aveda. But if a Torah makes you chayiv into a shomer, so then you go back into a classic din shomer that you chayiv for Gnei Aveda. Which means the Dr. Dov is saying this, the first step is that a shomer is chayiv Gnei Aveda. That's the shkaf of a shomer. Shomer chinam says, you know, I'm doing it for free, so I'm potter. Mashenke, if a Torah says you chayiv, then you're chayiv for Gnei Aveda. That's the Dr. Dov's pshat in the Gemara. So you have two pshat in Rav Yosef. Why Yoshem Mesacha? Either as Behi Anah of Oisik Mitzvah Patan Mitzvah, or because Rachmona Shabde. But Rabbi holds Yoshem Mechinam. So Gemara now has to go into Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Eisve Rav Yosef or Rabbi. Rav Yosef has a kasha on Rabbi. Rabbi, you say it's Yoshem Mechinam, I have a kasha on you. It says in the Tesefta like this. He gave the Aveda back to the Bailam. He found out who the Bailam is. You put it back on his porch. So, you're not chayiv anymore. You did your job. You're not chayiv. If it gets stolen or lost, then you're chayiv achriusa. You are chayiv nachrayis. Now, how do you read this to Sefta? My nignava oyavda. What does it mean if it got stolen or lost? Lav, nignava mbeisa, vav mbeisa. Doesn't it mean from your house? Because the first line says, you put it back, you potter. So nignava nevda chayiv means from your house, when it was in your house. Then you chayiv. So you see klar, that you chayiv v'gneva v'aveda. So it's clearly a yashem esacha. My nignava of the lav nignava mbeisa, vav mbeisa. And you see you chayiv, so you see you're like a yashem esacha. Dogmar loy, mokim shech zira. It got stolen from the place where you returned it. And there you chayiv. Frank the Gemara of Al Ktani ain't a chayiv v'tabba. It says clearly, if I give it back in a place where you can see it, and you're not chayiv v'tabba. So why are you telling me I'm chayiv now? So the Gemara, El Amalei, Hokamai Eskino, and Gershach Zero, B'tzarai, B'tarati Ktani. You gave it back in the evening, and there's two dinim in our Mishnah, Al Ktani. Chzira Shachris, Makam Shirena. If you put it in the morning in a place where he's going to see it, he sure comes out of his house, he goes out. Then you did your job. You put it in his front porch. You know for sure he's coming out for shachar, he's going out to work. He's for sure going to see it. Hechzira b'tzarayim. We put it back in the evening where he's not going to see it. Hechzira b'tzarayim. Makos yirenad lo yishchiach the avnafik. He doesn't go in and out. Lo yichazilah and he doesn't see it. V'nigdavayavda chayev achrusu yichay. Why chayev v'gnevav in this case? because Beitzmi Yashem Echinam. Because here you're a Pesheya. You put him back on his porch without him being there, and that is a Pesheya. Like Taisus, small Taisus. Loi Makav Shechzira. Vafil Yashem Echinam Chayiv the Pesheyu. He's a Chayiv. He's Chayiv. He's a Pesheya because you put it back on the porch where the guy's not going to see it. In the case you're not going to see it, of course, like the Mefarshim speak out, it depends on the type of person. If it's the type of person who comes home at that time, it's fine. But what you put it in a place where he's not going to see it, and therefore, even though it might be a chance, he'll come out with Kiddush Levan or something, and he'll see it, but Lamaisi, he's not going to see it, and therefore, it's called Pshia and Yechayim. So bottom line is, Avadi Hashem Echinam. And this whole Tosef is talking about discussing a case in the returning. If you return in a place where he's going to see it, for sure, you're not Chayim. But if you gave it back in a place where he's not for sure going to see it, so then he's Yechayim, for Gnev Aveda, could that alone is a Pshia, so it's not a Kasha on Rabba. Eisvei, not a Kasha. It says in the same Tosef, though, Lo oylam, like Taisa speaks out, this is the same, is the sefer of that Tosefta. Lo oylam uchayiv atchich zrenel shusay. You chayiv forever until you give it back to the shus. And since we're going back on the case before, it means you chayiv gneva aveda lo oylam until you give it back to them. My lo oylam lav filim beisoy. It's master. You're always chayiv even from when it's in your house. So it's a very clear raya. It's a raya that's shem esachah because saying you chayiv gneva aveda even if the aveda gets stolen from your house. Our answer is that Rabbi says, you know what, I agree in that case. I agree that by Bali Chaim, you are Chayiv for Geneva Va'aveda. That's what he says. The nigra, since you see, it got lost. That means it likes going out. You have to watch it a little more. So we're saying is that Rabbi agrees to a certain extent that by Bali Chaim, you're chayiv for gneva aveda. What does that mean? So Tosef says, "Der maskel amalei." Tosef says, "Going to nignava ba'isa inyan shenagim riyasa gomel agonet." It's only if it's like abisma aveda. We understand it's like likes to go taking walks. So you chayiv, you have to be careful. You chayiv for aveda, but gneva, like what does that have to do with? What does that have to do with being like happy to go out? Teretz says, it was a case where the gneva happened through the being happy to go out. So that's what we're holding right now. There are Rabbi really holds Shem Echinam. There's certain cases of Bala Chayim will hold that you are like Hashem Esach and Chayiv Gnev Aveda. Eitzvei Rabbi Lo Rav Yosi. Now we have a Kasha Rabbi on Rav Yosi. In the Pasuk it says, regarding Hashavas Aveda, it says, Hoshev Teshivim L'Achicha. Double Lashem. We dash like this. Hoshev, Ainli, a little Bebeisayim. That's called returning it, putting it into his house. What about L'Ginosay, V'L'Chavosay, putting it into his garden? Or into his Churva, into his empty house, Menayin. How do you know that's called returning it? Tavlem teshivim, a double lashon. Teshivim, it's become welcome. That's called returning it. Gemara wants to know what exactly does that mean. My leginosa v'chavasa, ilayim leginosa hamishtameres v'chavasa hamishtameres. If the thing is watched well, it's very secure. High no base, same no base. Of course, you part it from. Of course, that's called a hashava. It's called that you returned it. Ela pshita must be leginasa she'ena mishtemeres, so chavasa she'ena mishtemeres, which means it's on the level of ruach matsuya, which is like a shem echinam. So that's what it means. And shema amidak a shem echinam dami. So you see that you're a shem echinam because I can put it into his gina and his chorva, even though it's not mishtemeres top of the line, it's enough. So you see, I'm like a shem echinam. I can ask me, l'chayro, we just finished saying that Rabbi agrees by Bali Chaim that. Here, Pastor talking about Bala Chaim, it says putting back in Gina and Churva. So, he's made a Bala Chaim, they have to be like a Shem Esafa. So the Rishonim answer, no. If you, what we said before, he's only masking when the Geneva happened because of that. But here, we're talking about the Geneva happened for something else. So there, Avada Fi Rabba, it's like a Shem Echinim. So he's bringing a riot to himself. You see, I put it back in the Gino, Chorva, the Tamish Tamaras. It's enough. So you see, he's like a Shem Echinim because it can't be that was Mr. Tamaras top of the line. That's a Besa. Amalei no, Reis answers no. Loilam, Liginosoi, Hamish Tamaras, Lechavasa, Mr. Tamaras. It's Taka watched, top of the line watching. The Kasha Lachana Besa. You had a Kasha, isn't that at your house? No. Hakamash Milan, the Loibi and Das Bailam. The Kiddush is, you do not need Das Bailam. That's the Chiddush of putting it back in Gina and Churva. In his house, obviously he's there. He knows you gave it back to him. The Chiddush of Gina and Churva, Hamishtameres, the Chiddush is that even though he doesn't actually know about it, it's called returning it. The Loibi and Das Bailam, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, HaKol Tzrichim Das Bailam, Chutz Mashavas Aveda. All Shomrim need Das Bailam, besides Mashavas Aveda. Why Shavas Aveda different? She Ribsa Boy Torah Shavas Harbe. Because the Torah was marba a lot of Hashavas, as a Hashav to Shivim, and it teaches us that a Ganav, a Gazlin, about to return something, you need Das Bailam. and also the four shayimrim shemisichinam shemisacha, they only das bailim. Aveda, special halacha. If I return to makam hamishtameres, I don't have to let the bayal know, because it says hashiv teshivim. That is the chiddush of his brisa. Avad tumet, there was mishtameres like a bear bias, because you're shemisacha. But the chiddush is you don't need das bailim. That's how Rav Yosef answers this brisa. So tomorrow, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Abayi tells Rav Yosef, you know, you don't agree that it's like a shemichinam. Va'alei tizber shem aveda shemichinam dami. You don't agree that shem aveda is like a shemichinam. Va'omer Rav Chiya ba'aba, omer Rav Yechanan. Hatoyin tainas ganev ba'aveda. Mesham teshlumi keifel. There's the member of Rav Yechanan. He says that if you have aveda and you finally find the owner and he says sorry, it was stolen, and okay, stolen. Lamaisa, after you found that he stole it himself, he pays keifel. Just like by a shomer, it's like that. And we know that by a shomer chinam, we pay kefil shakes because tain tain is gan of patism. But by a shomer socha, if you say it was stolen, so you chayev to pay. So doesn't pass to say tain tain is ganav, that if it lands up you stole, you chayev kefil. Because even if you say right away ganav, you have to pay for it. So it doesn't not pass to have a case. So if you have tain tain is ganav by a veda, it must be it's a shomer chinam. Because it means you patterned yourself with saying it's a ganev, and now he found that you stole it, you chayev kefil. But if you can't patter yourself with saying you're ganev, so it doesn't pass to say that you're paying kefil, telling that it's ganev. So it's a raya. He says, when this Rabbi Yechon, it's a raya that he's a shemachinam. Visak da shemachinam, ava mai mesham to shlumi kefil. Karnabay shlumi, you have to pay the karen, you have to pay the principal right away when you say that was stolen. Amalei, hokamai eskin, and gunjaton, toyen, tainas listem azuyim. The case of kefil will be in a case where the Shema Aveda was a Shema Sacha, they said, where's the Aveda? They said it was stolen by armed robbers. And that's the Oinus. And Shema Sacha takas potter. And then they found out that you stole it yourself. That's the story. Amalei, listen Mizuyin, Gazlanu. The Kasha is like this, that it's a Gazlan. And only by Toyin Tana's Ganev do you pay Kefil. But not by a Gazlan. Amalei, that's called a ganav. And therefore you chayev kefil. The whole pshat is that you have to be tain tain as ganav b'chayev kefil. And if you're saying it's an oinus, for example, if someone says it got hit by lightning, and then you found that he has it, he's not chayev kefil in that case. He's only chayev kefil when he claims that it was stolen. So here, they said it was armed robbers. If that's like an oinus, so it's like hit by lightning. Why is that considered that it was stolen? Why chayev kefil? Mar says, no, yeah, since list of mezuyin usually do it in the dead of night, therefore it's considered a ganav. Therefore, it's considered a ganav and chayev kefil. I just want to speak out of Tosfos, very important Tosfos. Tosfos says, why if you come to the case of list of mezuyin? Why do you say like this? It was stolen in a crazy way. He really watched it very good. The money was in a safe with four locks, and the ganav opened it up with the blow torches. So why, that's a case that is oinus. Why is it listed mezuyim? Tosis is the biggest side. Tosis is three lines on the bottom. Biggest side. Menila rizok tosis. The kimon shechayev akasa shem esocha begeneva v'stam geneva kroyver loinus svarud v'chol in shtei geneva ischayev zeres akasa. Zeres akasa of every even oinus gomer. If it's a geneva yechayev, that's you have to come with the tiny tiny list of mezuyim, which is a different type of a geneva. And that's why that's where you're potter. But like, what the Gemara is saying right now is that Toyin Tainas List Mezuyim is considered a ganiv. List Mezuyim is considered a ganiv, and therefore you have a sugya of Toyin Tainas Ganiv in Yichayiv Kefil, even though he's a Shem Mesachar and not a Shem Mechinam.